previously on Alcoa FM Breakfast. Matty and Tay, it's called Drunk Girls in Bathrooms on Alcoa FM Breakfast.
Been casting my eye on the weather situation as well. I see lots of wind and rain on the coast between East London and Durban. Quite a lot of wind over there. Also, about 20 minutes ago, I see the South African Weather Service has issued an update, an orange level 9 warning for disruptive rain affecting parts of the Eastern Cape. And we've got Ayabonga Chungwana on the line from the South African Weather Service here in Kabega. On the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Denton. How are you?
We are fine, thank you. Level 9 warning. Level 9 warning. We haven't seen a level 9 in quite a while. What does that mean?
Level 9 means the impact that we're expecting are quite severe, and also the likelihood to occur are medium, so which means we could expect some areas over flooding, which can result in people to not able to access the other communities. Let's say, for example, there is a river that is separating maybe Tsolo and Mthatha. Then that bridge, when it's overflowing, so people can't access Mthatha, and Tsolo people can't access the other area. So those kind of situations, so it's quite significantly affecting people from school, people that are traveling from other towns to other towns, so hence it's called severe.
Well, we've already had quite a significant amount of rain that fell during the course of the night, particularly in Kobega and surrounding areas. Now, if I look at the map, which highlights the areas that are affected with this orange level 9 warning, it does include Jeffreys Bay, Kobega. Are you telling us, because I do see some contradictory reports around how much more rain we can expect for today, is this orange level 9 warning in place for Nelson Mandela Bay and Koga, Kokama area as well?
No, it's not a part of those areas. We only issued for the OR Tambo district municipality far east of us. So for us, around the Nelson Mandela Bay and Kokama area, so we expect the precipitation to die down during the course of the day. So the bulk of it is already passed.
Mm-hmm.
Because Benza Obuzi Ndobana, we've moved from level 5 and jumped to level 9 within no time. So Benza Obuzi Ndobana, any possibility of us then moving into red level 10, of it increasing or escalating, but you're saying that it's going to die down soon, Anditi?
Yes, it's going to die down soon. Yes, it's going to die down soon.
Okay.
All right, so this specific warning, even though it's on the South African Weather Service, that highlights areas like GQ, which is Nelson Mandela Bay, Port Alfred, those areas, and East London, not really going to be affected by this orange level 9 warning for today. You're talking more specifically around the Oratambo district.
Yes, yes, it's first only Oratambo district municipality, it's not the Nelson Mandela. The Nelson Mandela, remember, we had our level 2, oh, really? But because we saw overnight what the precipitation has increased overnight, then we went for 5, but now we're not going to increase that 5, we're going to stay with that 5. But the precipitation is going to die down during the course of the day. Just a few showers now, then it's clearing up.
Is that clear for the rest of the week, Aya, or just for today?
No, it's just for today. Then tomorrow we start getting clear weather back.
Okay.
All right. Winter has arrived. Thank you for taking our call at last minute. Ayabonga Chingwana from the South African Weather Service here in Kobega. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you so much. You too, guys. Have a good day.
Cheers. All right. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Alcoa FM Breakfast is the business.